baby, you woke up in my bed. Oops, we broke up, we're better off as friends. Now I accidentally need you, I don't know what to do. Oops, baby, I love you.
Hi everybody, welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And today we have a very useful elementary lesson for this time of year especially.
Yes, yes.
Having a cold.
Mm-hmm, yeah, this time of year, lots of people catch a cold or they have a cold.
Or the flu, mm-hmm, right? Yeah. And so there's a lot of things that come with the cold and mm-hmm. the flu, and we need to know what they're called.
Yeah, we need to know how to talk about catching a cold.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if we need medicine, what kind of medicine, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Yeah. So really important. We have a dialogue here between two coworkers, and one of them has a cold.
Right. So let's take a listen to see what happens in this dialogue.
Okay.
Dialogue first time.
Achoo!
Bless you. Did you catch a cold, Ben?
I think so. I had a sore throat yesterday, and today I woke up with a runny nose and sneezing.
Oh, I hope you're not coming down with the flu.
I don't have a fever, so I think it's just a cold.
Well, if your symptoms get worse, you should call in sick.
Thanks. I hope I don't get a cough, too.
You should pick up some non-drowsy cough medicine.
Thanks. I'll do that after work today.
Dialogue, second time.
Achoo!
Bless you. Did you catch a cold, Ben?
I think so. I had a sore throat yesterday, and today I woke up with a runny nose and sneezing.
Oh, I hope you're not coming down with the flu.
I don't have a fever, so I think it's just a cold.
Well, if your symptoms get worse, you should call in sick.
Thanks. I hope I don't get a cough, too.
You should pick up some non-drowsy cough medicine.
Thanks. I'll do that after work today.
Okay, so we just heard a dialogue between two coworkers, and you might be wondering, what is that?
Achoo.
What is that? So, in English, I mean, you could probably spell this different ways, but A-C-H-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O. Achoo.
Yes.
The sneezing sound.
Right. We call that a sneeze.
A sneeze, yes.
Right. When you have a tickle in your nose mm-hmm. and you have to sneeze.
And honestly, I like to sneeze. It's very refreshing.
It kind of clears everything out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the purpose. And what do people say after you hear a sneeze?
Very polite mm-hmm. is bless you.
Bless you. So if you ever travel or to an English-speaking country, and if you sneeze, somebody around you may say, bless you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you'll also hear a German word, Gesundheit.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Just say bless you. It means the same thing.
Yeah. It's an old word. Bless is like sometimes Americans say God bless America.
Right.
And that's just like asking God for protection.
Right. It just mm-hmm. means, I hope you're okay.
I hope you're okay. Please feel better.
Right. Yep. And if a person sneezes three times in a row, should you say bless you every single time?
You don't need to. My dad says bless you every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a habit.
Yeah.
We don't even know. We don't even care about the meaning. It's just a habit.
I may not be talking to you mm-hmm. and I'm just sitting at a table. You're away mm-hmm. from me, but I hear a sneeze. I just say bless you to the air.
Yeah. So, Jessica asks, did you catch a cold?
Catch a cold?
Yeah, catch a cold. Yeah.
Running after it, chasing.
Right. So it's like, this is what we use. You could say like catch a train or catch a bus. We say catch a cold.
Right. When you're getting an illness that other people have that we mm-hmm. use, we actually use the word contagious.
Yeah, contagious.
When it spreads to other people, mm-hmm. we say you catch it.
Yeah. I didn't want it, but I got it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can catch it from someone.
Yeah. You could say I got a cold.
Right.
That's fine.
Or I have.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. So, did Ben catch a cold?
He thinks so, mm-hmm. because he had a sore throat yesterday.
Yeah, sore throat. So the adjective is sore, and the noun, of course, is throat. That's like in your neck.
Right, mm-hmm. where you swallow.
Where you swallow, yeah, with yeah, kind of
and
down.
Talk from.
Mm-hmm, exactly, in your neck. And it, maybe you know this is usually the first feeling you have when you are catching a cold.
Mm-hmm. It's a sore throat. Maybe it's scratchy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it hurts to swallow,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, it hurts to swallow, yeah. This happened to me last year. It was so painful to swallow anything.
And then you can lose your voice.
Yeah, yeah,
often.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
And so what else did he have in addition to the sore throat?
Right, so on this day, he says, today I woke up with a runny nose and sneezing.
Right, so woke up with?
Mm-hmm, yeah, so with here, it just means he woke up and he already had it.
Right. And he had a runny nose? How was his nose was runny?
So runny nose, this is like that kind of watery stuff
watery.
That comes out of your nose when you have a cold.
So a couple of days ago, we did a lesson on breakfast and brunch eggs.
Right, yeah.
And we talked about yolks being runny.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
They're runny. It's like liquid. It's like water.
Yes, mm-hmm,
and
exactly.
Comes out. And you have to use a tissue. Yeah, to wipe it. Also sneezing. We saw that before. Usually when you're sneezing, you also have a runny nose.
Right. And often the runny nose causes the sneezing.
Right. Exactly.
And then you have to blow your nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And Jessica is worried. She says, I hope you're not coming down with the flu.
Right. So coming down with something.
Mm-hmm.
Great expression. Only really used for two things.
Yeah. We use it when it's like about to start.
Yes.
Some kind of sickness like mm-hmm. cold or a flu.
Right. And we don't use it for other diseases mm-hmm. or more extreme
yeah,
illnesses.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually when you catch something you can catch, like a cold or a flu,
yeah.
you then come down with the cold
yeah,
or the flu.
For sure. Now make sure you check out the grammar section. We have some explanation about coming down with. But also flu.
What's the difference between a cold and a flu?
Yeah, because there are some pretty big differences.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so check out the culture section. Mm-hmm. There'll be some interesting symptoms,
yes.
which we'll talk about in a second.
Yeah.
And you can tell the difference if you have a cold or a flu because you treat them differently.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that here as Ben says, I don't have a fever, so I think it's just a cold.
Right. So fever is when your body is really, really hot.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's because it's fighting the bacteria or the virus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And your body just gets heated because of that.
Yeah. It's trying to kill the bad, you know, virus in your body. So some of the feelings you get from a fever are things like body ache.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Cold sweats. Your body starts sweating.
Yeah, but you feel cold. And that's kind of like the chills
Say. Because
like,
with the chills, you can start shivering
too.
Yeah,
you start shaking. You feel cold. Even though you have a blanket and a jacket, you're still cold.
Right. Mm-hmm. So fevers are really, they're actually pretty dangerous.
Yeah. So basically, a cold is not so bad, and mm-hmm. a flu is pretty bad.
You
got to stay home and rest and take some medicine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And also, you should call in sick.
Right. So if your symptoms mm-hmm. get worse, so we've talked about how do you know you have a cold?
Yeah, those feelings you have.
Those feelings. If your nose is runny, if you have a sore throat, that's probably a cold.
Yeah.
Those are all symptoms.
Right. All those things. So if you go to the doctor will always ask you, what are your symptoms?
Right. Mm-hmm. So any sort of illness, you will have symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
The cues or the hints that tell you or the doctor, this is what the problem is.
Exactly. Yeah. And the pronunciation there, it looks like symptoms, but you don't really need to say the P.
Symptoms.
Yep.
Yeah.
And call in sick.
Right. So you call work and mm-hmm. say, I'm not coming in. So this is a fixed expression.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you are not coming in because you're sick, mm-hmm. You call in sick.
Yeah. Boss, I'm too sick. I can't come in today.
Right.
Yeah. I've done this. Oh, I think I only did this once.
I've done it a couple of times, but only when I'm really sick. And it depends what I'm doing. If I'm teaching, it's a tough one because you have students waiting for you,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to make them sick.
Don't want to make them sick, yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's a difficult decision, but
for sure.
you have to think of not just yourself, but also other people. So sometimes it is safer to call in sick.
For sure. And often after the sneezing, after the runny nose, people often get a cough as well.
Right. So great pronunciation here. Mm-hmm. Cough.
Yeah,
with an F sound.
It looks like
cough.
Cog. Yeah, C-O-U-G-H.
Right.
But in, the funny thing in English, that's O-U-G-H often makes it sound
an
like
F
an
sound.
F. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like another word would be laugh.
Or tough.
Tough. Yeah, yeah. So it's difficult. It looks kind of funny, but yeah, cough.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, what advice does Jessica give to Ben?
Right, yeah. So Jessica says you should pick up some non-drowsy cough medicine.
Right. So non, we know, means not.
Not, yeah.
And drowsy. So Matt, when you wake up in the morning and you haven't had your first cup of coffee,
oh, yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel drowsy.
Right. So a little sleepy sometimes.
Yeah.
You're awake,
mm-hmm.
but not really awake.
Yeah. It's basically sleepy, but it's more than sleepy. It's,
right.
Your brain's not really working. We sometimes say groggy.
Yes.
That's another one. So when you take cough medicine to keep you from coughing all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes that medicine can make you sleepy or drowsy.
Right. So in the daytime, mm-hmm. you want non-drowsy. And sometimes you'll see with medicine, it actually says daytime and nighttime.
For sure.
That if it's daytime, it means non-drowsy. If it's nighttime, it means drowsy.
Yes. So be careful of that. you can take drowsy at before bed.
Yeah. Right. But. And I know if I don't have to go anywhere or drive my car,
mm-hmm.
And I know when I first start to feel symptoms of a cold or the mm-hmm. flu, I like to sleep as much as I can. So mm-hmm. I will actually, it could be first thing in the morning, I take drowsy medicine.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
Because I just need to sleep to get it away mm-hmm. out of my body and I'm good to go.
Great, yeah. Well, why don't we take another listen to the lesson?
Perfect.
Dialogue first time.
Achoo!
Bless you. Did you catch a cold, Ben?
I think so. I had a sore throat yesterday, and today I woke up with a runny nose and sneezing.
Oh, I hope you're not coming down with the flu.
I don't have a fever, so I think it's just a cold.
Well, if your symptoms get worse, you should call in sick.
Thanks. I hope I don't get a cough, too.
You should pick up some non-drowsy cough medicine.
Thanks. I'll do that after work today.
Dialogue. Second time.
Achoo!
Bless you. Did you catch a cold, Ben?
I think so. I had a sore throat yesterday, and today I woke up with a runny nose and sneezing.
Oh, I hope you're not coming down with the flu.
I don't have a fever, so I think it's just a cold.
Well, if your symptoms get worse, you should call in sick.
Thanks. I hope I don't get a cough, too.
You should pick up some non-drowsy cough medicine.
Thanks. I'll do that after work today.
Okay, Connor, so when you feel a cold or flu coming on, what do you do?
Yeah, well, usually, so I get a sore throat first. I usually, like you said, sleep a lot. And I think drinking water to stay healthy
mm-hmm.
and sleeping a lot is probably the best thing.
Yes.
Because our bodies are good at, you know,
fighting
the viruses.
Yeah.
So I think it's good to sleep.
Mm-hmm, definitely. When I was younger, I never took cold medicine ever.
Okay.
I didn't know about it. And so probably only around 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I discovered it. And I thought, what have I been missing my entire life?
Yeah.
It really does. It doesn't fix it, but it helps your body sleep and kind of relax. And it helps the pain go away, the headaches and... For me, my sinuses are really bad,
mm-hmm.
So I get a runny nose, and I can't open my eyes, and a headache, and so it helps with that.
Right, yeah. The medicine will make you feel better and get rid of your symptoms for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, but the important thing is to, you know, time and sleep and water and eating healthy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what about you guys? What do you do when you feel that you're coming down with a cold or a flu?
And are there any traditional Chinese medicines? Mm-hmm. I know there's a few, and you guys can talk about them. Or something that your grandmother or your mother always does.
Yeah.
Like we say when you're getting a cold, you have chicken soup.
Chicken soup and, you know, orange juice or something. Yeah. Let us know all of the little tricks you use to deal with it.
So we can try and be prepared for this cold season.
Yeah, so looking forward to those comments, and we'll talk to you later.
Take care.